So give us your top three teams right now in the NBA.
All right, number three, and I had to wrestle with this one because it's really a toss-up between these two teams, but ultimately I'm going to go with Boston still. I know they have not played well over the last month,
right,
but I'm going for their season-long body of work, and I think Jason Tatum's going to find his mojo once again. I just love their depth, and I think this is a team right now that's finding themselves a little bit out of rhythm. They've got to find it before you get into postseason, because if you have to play Philadelphia or something like that in the second round, they could go home early. So I'm still going to go with Boston with a slight nod over Philly for number three.
Did you hear that? Tim Legler on Get Up today. He's going Milwaukee over Boston. Fine, makes sense. He's going with Denver over Boston, which I don't agree with, but they have a better record. He said slightly over Philly, Mego. So the Celtics have fallen back for the first time at BetMGM anyway. The Bucks are now the favorite to win the title. Plus 350, plus 360, something like that. I saw it last night. It's the first time all year BetMGM upgraded the Bucks as the favorite. The Celtics are backsliding. And Jaylen Brown's at the heart of it with his comments to The Ringer, which we've been working our way through here in the first hour of Jones and Mego with Arkin. We'll continue to do that with you guys on the phones at 617-779-7937. Coming up 1/2 hour from now, a little less than that actually, maybe more like 25 minutes from now, we're going to talk to Andrew Raycroft of NESN, as we do each and every Tuesday at 3:30. And if you miss any of our interviews with Jones and Mego with Arkin, you can go listen on the podcast. Just subscribe to the show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
One night in Kingston, Ontario for the Kingston Frontenac.
We got to ask him about if he's ever had another goalie feed him food during an interview. Have you ever had another goalie feed you? Is one thing we got to ask him. When Razor joins us coming up again in about 25 minutes. Celtics are playing the Kings tonight in Sacramento. The Sabonis triple-double watch is on. It's one of many things that you can wager on out there, and mobile sports betting is here in Massachusetts. Before you place that bet, what you need to do is check out BetQL. BetQL gives you the best sign-up offers from each of the sports books to make sure your money goes further. Just text BET to 37937 for a link to a special page for Massachusetts bettors. That's BET to 37937. Message and data rates may apply. Before we get to these phone calls,
I think I know a little someone back here who may have some action.
I think Ryan is all in
on that double, yeah.
On the Ox.
Not me.
The Ox and the Fox, I think, is what he's in.
We're going to see on, what's today, the 21st of March, we will see the best duo in the NBA.
And just think about it.
If you can stay up until 10 past.
This is the one actual challenging game they have on the whole trip.
Right.
And if they don't win it, they're going to be 500 on this trip when we all said they got to win 4 or 5.
Sacramento played last night. They also lost to Utah.
I saw. Not good.
Walker Kessler is a force of nature. I don't think the world is ready for.
So,
but yeah, I got plus 340 Domantas Sabonis to
nice.
A triple-double
so
tonight.
So get in on that. You can shop at BetQL to see what their odds are. Just quickly, I want to reset what I think is the biggest thing in the story, personally, with Jaylen Brown to The Ringer, his second interview in a week. When asked if he wants to stay in Boston long-term, he's non-committal, which tells you everything right there. If he wants to stay here, he'd tell you he wants to stay here. He'd at least lie like Kyrie if he thought he was going to stay. But instead, he's non-committal. I don't know. As long as I'm needed, it's not up to me. Which, that's definitely a lie. It's totally up to you. It's up to the players in the NBA, which I think is a good thing.
I plan on resigning here next year.
Whoa! Okay.
Whoa!
It's not up to me. Yes, it is. We'll see how they feel about me over time, and I feel about them over time. So he doesn't know. That's not a good sign. Hopefully, whatever it is, it makes sense, but I'll stay where I'm wanted. I'll stay where I'm needed and treated correct. When asked about playing with Tatum, Brown said he's keeping his focus on the immediate future. Quote, I just enjoy the time that you have now. If it's your whole career, great, it's your whole career. If it's not, it's not. Some of the greatest players of all time haven't finished with their organization. He goes here, Mego. Michael Jordan retired a Wizard. As much as we like it here and enjoy being here, you see where life takes you. You see how the process goes. All you do is focus on what's in front of you right now, to be honest. But I don't really know or want to answer that question because that type of stuff makes Celtics fans speculate and go crazy, especially right now. I'll just say we'll get there when we get there. And right now is in January when this interview took place.
We're speculating. We're going crazy.
Yep.
But do you read anything into him saying, no, we like it here?
Yeah. You think that's about Tatum or about all the players? I think it's about Tatum.
We like it here. Like, he's speaking on behalf of the stars. Because, by the way, there is one more little piece of this that we haven't gotten to that I wanted to highlight. He talks about his own leadership
yep.
in this. He says, I've grown up a lot. I've learned a lot. I've experienced a lot. I've been able to travel the world, study different cultures, meet different people, which has made me, I feel like, a more experienced human being. I still feel kind of like that same kid on the inside, but for now, I'm definitely moving along on the journey. Then he says, expletive.
This line stood out
he
to
says,
me, too.
Shoot, basically. I'm the leader of this team. I'm one of the faces of the franchise, trying to be a global representation or an ambassador for our league and trying to bring people together.
I thought that was noteworthy, too. You're the leader
I'm
of the team?
The leader of this team.
Agree or disagree, Mego?
I don't know anymore.
He's not the leader. It's no.
I don't know.
He's
who's
not.
The leader?
Tatum.
Who's the leader?
Tatum.
Who's the leader?
Tatum.
Who's the leader? No, you know who the leader was?
Tatum.
The leader was Ime Udoka. Now they're leaderless.
No.
They're leaderless.
No. No. You're led by the best player on the team, always.
Jalen thinks he's the leader.
If Jalen wants to be
he
a leader.
He thinks Marcus Smart is his deputy,
it's
his
another,
second
no, no,
in
no.
command,
no,
his
no, no,
lieutenant.
No.
You got Lieutenant Smart, and you got General Jalen, and I don't know where Tatum fits in.
No, here's the problem. This is always the problem with the Celtics. Tatum wants to be the leader. Jalen wants to be the leader.
You
Marcus
said
Smart
is
wants
the
to,
leader.
Marcus Smart wants to be the leader. They all think they're the leader. The only way, Jalen, you're ever going to be the leader of a team is if you go somewhere else and get your own team. I
Don't
thought that
do
was a,
that. Don't do that.
I thought that was a red flaggy comment, too. That one also stood out to me.
In
so,
my view,
thank you for highlighting
we have 25 individual leaders.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
no.
Not the way it works. Everybody thinks they're a leader on this team.
Who's the leader?
It's part of the leader has to be Tatum. It has to be your best player. It has to be. And
do you think he wants to be? Jason Tatum carry himself
no.
like he wants to be the leader?
No, I think,
he doesn't.
Yeah. I think that's one of the problems.
There's a leadership void on this
he
team.
He doesn't want to be. He has to be. And that is another problem with this team. But the biggest problem right now is that Jalen doesn't want to be here. John's in New Hampshire. Go ahead, John.
John?
John.
Bye, John.
Bye, John. Let's John go to Phil scared. Up in Maine. Go ahead, Phil.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
So, you know, I understand that Brown would be frustrated. As a player, you get that because they kept throwing his name out in trade, especially when you have Durant. And I can understand him being frustrated. I think we all can. At the same time, they weren't just throwing your name out there to trade you for, like, Kelly Olynyk or Michael or Westbrook there. It was for Kevin Durant, who was arguably one of the best players in the NBA.
Okay, so Phil, that, no Phil way- that's one of them, and I would let him go longer, but his phone is tough there. But I generally agree
with...
It's
a windy with- one up there,
yep. yep. What? Wind's blowing right off the Saco River up there, yep. Really, throwing my truck all over the road there, yep. But when it comes to the trade rumors, that's not totally true. And I've been a little weaselly with this, too. I'm like, well, you're in trades for Anthony Davis.
What?
And you're in trade rumors for Kevin Durant. I know, shocking that I could be weaselly about this stuff. But he was in trade rumors for Westbrook and James Harden and Arcan's guy Ben Simmons. And, like, he has been in trade rumors for lesser players. So it wasn't just Durant. That's not accurate.
I don't know if James Harden was a lesser player at the time when that was being talked about.
No, but now in retrospect, I wanted that trade to happen at the time. Like, again, I have traded Jalen 100 times since he's come into the league. I traded him on draft night, for God's sakes, for Jimmy Butler. So, like, I've traded him a bunch, and I've been wrong on some of them. I wanted James Harden for Jalen. That would have been an awful deal if they did it. We'd rip Danny Ainge and the Celtics for doing it. So good thing they didn't listen to me on that one. But some I'd still do. And Durant, I still think, is a no-brainer.
So I'm probably being naive. I'm curious what you guys think. Is there ever a place where the second best guy on the team is mostly safe from trade rumors? Is there ever an instance?
Good question.
Because the only one that really jumps out at me that I can think about consistently is Golden State. And that just seems like a special case.
Yep.
It almost seems like an exception.
Yeah, when you win 4 titles.
Right.
Like, why are you going to screw with that?
Right. I mean, I'd say my answer to that largely is no. There's probably some exceptions, but largely no, which is why, again, I don't. The city stuff, I think Jalen has a good case on, and we've talked about that before. And if you want to go look up what we're talking about, either reference, you know, past shows that we've done, you know, the podcast from this show, or go look up the New York Times interview. But his issues with the city, I think, are valid. His issues on the court, I think, are less valid. Like, don't trade me. I want to take the last shot. Well, you're the second best player. You're going to be in trade rumors because they're trying to make fits around Tatum, not you. And Tatum's going to get the last shot. He's the better player on the team. That's the way it works. So I don't know what the Celtics are supposed to do about that. Trade him earlier. Because I wonder if they missed a window to trade him. And that's part of my fear with these comments coming out now. Dennis is in Roslindale. Go ahead, Dennis.
Denny.
Dennis, hello?
Dennis.
Okay.
The Dennis system not working.
Eddie's in the car. Go ahead, Eddie.
Hey, I can definitely handle this. How are you?
Good.
Hey, you know, I like Jaylen. I do like Jaylen Brown. And the one thing I do like about him, and give him credit for at least saying something, because at least he has a pulse. Sometimes I wonder if Jason has any heart at all. Now, you say he's the best player. I'll tell you what. I would, and again, maybe I'm wrong, but I'd take Brown because I love the kid's passion. I think he's a winner. I just do.
Okay, so that's one thing I prefer with Jaylen Brown over Tatum. The whole package, Tatum's better. I'm not trading Jason Tatum, but I do like the way Jaylen comports himself more than Tatum. I do. I do like that about him. Especially, like, the NBA Finals was the best example of it, Mego, where everybody else was, like, trying to be buddy-buddy with Steph Curry and was getting bitched around by Draymond Green, and Jaylen was, like, the one guy who stood up to them.
Yeah.
He was the one guy. So that I like about Jaylen. But even though I like that, there's a lot of things I like about Jaylen. But even though I like that about him, that doesn't mean I trade Tatum to make it Jaylen's team. I think that's a horrible, horrible, horrible idea.
How much of how Jaylen is able to carry himself in the league and within the team is not being the all-star superstar? You know what I'm saying? Like, Tatum is in a more difficult position than Jaylen is in terms of the constant expectations and criticism.
So, in other words, if Jaylen were in Tatum's spot and he was the best player on the team, could he carry himself the same way? Is that what
you're
saying?
Yeah, and maybe he would. I mean, maybe he certainly has a different personality than Tatum does.
Yep.
It's funny. I mean, one of my favorite – I don't have the direct quote in front of me, but one of my favorite pieces from this Ringer story was kind of like Jaylen saying, I don't know why – people seek me out to talk about all this stuff. And I don't know. Maybe because, you know, to your credit, you're using your platform endlessly for it. But it's like, I don't know why they're looking for me. It's like me sitting here being like, I don't know why people think I like to talk.
Why is everybody always asking me about my husky? Huh? What's up with that? Why is everybody always asking me about my dog? 617-779-7937.
He might be different if he was in Tatum's position.
No, I'd never thought about it that way, but it's a good question. And so I don't know the answer. My guess is he would carry himself the same way, but I don't know.